Hello, welcome to the Monday, May 16th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We're seeing more and more malware that is written in Python. Now, in order to run a Python script on Windows, you need to run it through PyInstaller, which will essentially wrap up a Python script with all dependencies into a Windows executable. Didier has a nice diary with a Yara rule that allows you to identify these programs. Now, I wouldn't just block and delete all of these compiled Python scripts. There are some valid ones out there, but certainly something to keep an eye on. And as Didier also points out, if you do run into malicious code, nice to know that it's compiled Python, because then you can reverse engineer it appropriately. And over the last few days, apparently, users of Ubiquiti AirMax antennas have been hit with a worm that takes advantage of an older HTTP vulnerability in order to execute arbitrary code on these devices. These are antennas that are often used in large-scale wireless networks, not necessarily something that you have in your home, but enterprise wireless networks, if you have wireless networks that sort of span multiple blocks or such, that's where you tend to see this kind of equipment. Ubiquiti had published a patch for the vulnerability last year, but apparently a lot of people hadn't updated their equipment yet. While we're talking about Ubiquiti networks, also absolutely make sure that you're changing your default Zage passwords on their equipment. And that's not just these AirMax antennas, but also their more popular access points. They have a well-known default password and username UBNT. And in our honeypots, it's one of the top passwords that's being attempted. And while we're talking about exploits and vulnerabilities, Google just released an update for Google Chrome on Friday. This update also includes the Flash update from earlier in the week, so certainly something you do want to update rather quickly. And about 2 weeks ago, there was big news about the Central Bank of Bangladesh being breached and multiple SWIFT transactions being executed on behalf of that bank. SWIFT is an international money transfer system that a lot of banks use. And apparently, this bank was not the only one affected by this problem. Now, in the case of the bank in Bangladesh, a lot of the press focused on weak security, for example, no real firewalls, very cheap switches. But in general, the SWIFT money transfer system does rely a lot on obscurity over security in order to prevent fraudulent transactions. And these attackers apparently do understand very well how SWIFT works and how to bypass some of the security controls. For example, in the Bangladesh case, one of the little items that became public that I was impressed by was that this particular bank, there's a printer that will print out each transaction that is being transmitted. Now, the attackers knew enough to suppress transactions being printed by this specific printer. So this was sort of one security control that was put in place, but very easily defeated if you know that they're using this hard copy way to confirm transactions. And for all the Windows admins, Microsoft released the Windows 10 Security Auditing and Monitoring Reference. Essentially, what this Word document does is that it goes over all of the different event logs, event descriptions that you may find in Windows 10 and explains them. There is also an event snippet that sort of shows a little sample event, which is probably helpful if you want to do your own scripting and also want to sort of compare what you're seeing in your logs to sort of these samples. So pretty good if you're considering switching all the way to Windows 10. You probably have already for the most part, and still wonder how you are exactly integrating this in your existing logging infrastructure. What to log, what not to log. That's also something that you can sort of decide by reading this document. There is a special appendix, the security monitoring recommendations, that essentially tells you what you should log and how this sort of lines up with various events or standards that you're trying to follow. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.